And now let's count the ways we miss the show The Office. Steve Carell's tone-deaf boss. Ed Helms' Andy, equally off-key in relationships, but boy, could he play. You may know that actor Ed Helms has been playing banjo and guitar and singing in a group with two of his Oberlin College friends, Ian Riggs and Jacob Tylov, for over 20 years. They are the Lonesome Trio, which sounds like the beginning of one of those hangover movies that Ed stars in. He plays the dentist. But no, they are a serious, I guess you'd say, bluegrass band. They're on tour and performed this song earlier in our studio.
I met you on that hill. I love you, I just stay. Write to me, my darling, pencil, mirror, pen. Write to me and tell me when. Tie your letter to a pigeon's just foot. Write me something really good. Send them off into the room. I'll be watching for him.
That's Pigeon's Foot from the Lonesome Trio's self-titled new album, which comes out next Tuesday. The whole song is at hearnow.org. As we welcome Ed Helms on vocals, guitar, and banjo, hello.
Howdy do.
Ian Riggs, vocals and bass, hello to you.
Yes, hello.
And Jacob Tylov on vocals and mandolin, welcome to you as well.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
And Ed Helms, would you call it bluegrass?
That is the persnickety question that follows us everywhere. And I don't even think we've settled it. But the nearest we can sort of approximate is sort of bluegrass, a little bit of folk and lovelorn country.
You told Entertainment Weekly, I think it was, that it's basically you like music from before World War II.
That's accurate. We like a lot of stuff after World War II as well. But yeah, it definitely has some old-time roots, and that's what drew us together.
Well, we're going to hear more, but what happens, though? Let's get right to what the perception might be. Somebody comes into a club, and they're elbowing each other. Oh, great, it's that guy from The Hangover. This is going to be funny.
You know, we've been pretty straightforward about the presentation of our show, and it's really an earnest music show. That said, it's also pretty lighthearted and fun. Some of the music is, it's not comedy music at all, but there are some kind of sly, cheeky songs, and those are fun, and the shows are fun. I think if you came in expecting a comedy show, you would leave having not seen a comedy show, but hopefully feeling excited by the music show that you saw.
Well, let's give people another taste, because you've got your instruments here in the studio. And Ian, what is the song we're going to hear?
It's called Let It Ride.
One, two. What's the road gonna bring me tonight? Nothing but sorrow and darkness up ahead. I've gone 1,000 miles with 1,000 left to go. I don't know where I am, but that's where I wanna be. Hey, let it ride. It's all right. It's all right. I've seen it all too many times. Too many times. Let it ride. It's all right. It's all right.
That's a beautiful song. Ed, do I understand you wrote that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No funny bone there.
No, it's not a silly song at all. It's funny. I should say it's not funny. I tend to write music, this is a joke between us. The music that I write is much more maudlin.
Well, let's hear some, shall we? This is Whiskey Drink.
A candle glows just like it knows. I need a little bit of light right now. And as it burns, I see the flame. It looks alive, I wish I felt the same.
Jake, on the other hand, writes these sort of upbeat, funnier tunes. They're not, again, not comedy songs, but...
Well, in fact, Jacob, Tyler, two of the songs on the new CD are our favorites. And they are the house song, sung by a house, and how do you say it?
Appalachia Apologia. That was a song that I wrote on the subway on the way home from work one day. It's a city version of daydreaming that you're in, around a campfire, maybe in the West, maybe not in the Appalachians. You know, I think in the North, maybe you say Appalachia.
You do, up here.
Yeah.
But you're being heard.
Yeah.
Down South. So
apologies.
We have to come up with a combo word. But yeah. While we're thinking, let's listen to a little of the song.
I owe you once, I owe you twice, I owe you 2.5 times, I owe you thrice, I've done you wrong, so here's a song. An Appalachia, Apologia, what was a week went on to 4, I didn't speak to you no more, but now you know. Here I go, an Appalachia, Apologia.
So lots to debate there. Is it Appalachia or Appalachia? And is it Apologia or Apologia? But meantime, you can hear that you three have been playing together a long time. I'm thinking, you know, folk or bluegrass, and I know it happens all over college campuses, but you're more likely to end up in a, you know, it would be rock band. More
yeah,
recently,
sure.
Yeah.
So and there wasn't much at Oberlin. There wasn't much folk at Oberlin when
that's
we were
true.
There.
Yeah,
yeah. We were there in the early '90s, and there were a lot of rock bands, and so we even played in some rock bands. And Ian was in the conservatory for jazz bass studies, and there was phenomenal music everywhere at Oberlin. I mean, that's part mm-hmm. of its identity. But there was a little kind of a void in the bluegrass or folk area. I remember freshman year. Walking by a dorm and just hearing this banjo ring out a window. And I ran up the stairs and banged on the door, and it was this guy, Tom Patry. And I said, I play guitar. Let's hang out. And that was sort of how we got started. Jake and I were roommates our sophomore year, and then we roped in Ian just because he was a great jazz bass player. And that was a loose collective. There were lots of people in and out of
right.
that group.
Well, before we move from the early days, Ian, Jacob, is there anything you want to tell us about Ed Helms in college that perhaps has not been revealed before?
Easy does it. Tread carefully.
He would do his laundry and pile his clean clothes, just dump them on his bed, and then sleep on them for the next
That's called
weeks.
Ironing, young man.
Well, I didn't sleep on them, but yes, I would sleep by them. I would just put a pile of clean clothes, and then like why bother folding and putting them away? I
mean, yeah,
I smell another Hangover movie. Ed Helms, you were in the Obertones at Oberlin. That's the a cappella group there. The Office mined that as well, because there's a scene in The Office where you get to sing with the UVA Hullabahoos.
That's right. They were there portraying the Cornell group that Andy had come from, which was Here Comes Treble. And so one of the writers had gone to UVA and brought the Hullabahoos to play that part.
Well, and then you returned the favor last month when you delivered the valedictory speech at UVA, and the Hullabahoos surrounded you at the podium. They're kind of humming during the speech, and then we reached the finale.
Don't let that light die. Every day, wake up and say to yourself, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Whoa, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine.
You know, it was fun and entertaining there, but as you well know, there was a very serious moment where you took on Rolling Stone's retracted report on the rape situation on the UVA campus where you were. And you said Rolling Stone tried to define you, but they had no verifiable facts, even the tiniest morsels of journalistic integrity. I mean, you got a lot of press for this, kind of stepping into the middle of this.
Yeah. I'd given a couple of commencement speeches before, and I try to have some comedy in there but say something meaningful at the same time. In this case, it just felt like if I didn't address what this student body had been through and what this UVA community had been through, then I was sort of backing out or just not doing my
big elephant.
My job.
Any concern about, I mean, people expect Ed from The Office or that dentist from the the Hangover movies. Any concern about stepping into a more public role there?
I have no concerns whatsoever. I think people's expectations are going to be what they are, and I have no control over that.
I was proud of Ed for commenting on that, but I wish that he had done it after Rolling Stone reviewed the album.
Which they haven't done yet. We'll see what happens.
Good point.
Or then they have to review Vacation, the movie, too. We'll see what happens there.
Well, the name of the album is the same as the group, The Lonesome Trio. Ed Helms, Ian Riggs, Jacob Tylove, thank you all so much for coming to talk to us.
Thrilled to be here. Thank you.
Drive the train, and I haven't been to Bellevue, 'cause I never really was insane, and I never have spent an hour only thinking of your name. By a river in the gutter, on a corner in the rain, by a river in the gutter, on a sidewalk. Gutter under your window.